This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Is it okay to lie to your friends?
Yeah, I think that's
depends
mostly what friendship is.
What?
See, this is why.
You know what? Okay, I want to do something with you guys, but I can't tell you what it is. So I'll just write it down and
this
save it for
later. Fantastic radio.
It just clicked in my brain. It's fine.
Okay, will you write it down right now?
I've got Chad's number. I'm gonna need.
What are you
Raj's
doing?
Number.
You're trying to do a friendship test?
Something.
You want
something.
To do a friendship test?
Maybe.
Well, Chad and I haven't got to hang out as much, so you might have to...
Do I need Josh's?
I'm not giving you Josh's number. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Josh, if you're listening.
No. You got to pick somebody I hang out with more, because Chad lives clear down in Castle Rock.
Yeah. Oh, I'm aware.
Yeah, she goes there all the time.
She's been to Chad's house more times than I have.
That is a
stone cold fact. That's the weirdest thing.
More than you. I didn't think of it that way. Oh,
way
wow.
more.
Yeah.
I mean, Chad and I have hung out more overall, but since he's moved into his new home, what the hell are we supposed to be talking about here?
So he's inviting you. He's like, yo, you can stay in Aaron's room if you come visit.
That has happened.
Yeah.
Okay. He's like, go ahead. I made up Aaron's bed. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? I'm spare bed. Spare bed, spare bed. Yeah, it is weird. Aaron.
Yeah.
We're eventually going to get to what I... Can you lie to your friends? Text in 51059. Yes or no? You just want Raj's number because Raj is sick amounts of rich and has a...
This is, it's
not
it's
even like you want to marry
it's...
him. You just want to sleep with him and ride in a Lambo.
Is that too much to ask for?
I've already done it. So.
No, it's actually a thing that I saw on TikTok that I want to try. But okay. I need the best friends' help.
Okay. Is Raj your... Like, truthfully, and I'm not trying to earn you points with your wife... But if I think you'd have to get Angie on the phone because I think that's his best friend.
I can't use her, though.
Huh?
I can't use her.
Why not? Because there's questions about her?
Yeah, Raj was my best man, though, at our wedding.
Okay. So if you had to pick somebody else to be your best friend.
Yeah.
It'd be him.
Yeah, probably him.
I'm literally sitting right here.
Buddy.
Give me your number.
All right, so here's the question. Is it okay to lie to your friends? Tiak has already answered without knowing the context. Yes, that is what friendship is, which really does explain.
Isn't it though? I'm kind of busy this weekend. We'll hook up later.
That's what
friendship is. Is just that repeatedly for a few years.
Actually, I don't do that.
You just say, I just don't want to see you right now?
Well, I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Or you just say like, hey, I'm pretty tired. I'm just going to stay home.
I don't want to do that. Yeah. It's like, dude, we're all going to go rage in like Vegas and blah. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Well, why not? Because I don't want to do that. I don't have to go like, ooh, I just broke my toenail. And I'm like, no, you
don't need excuses.
Yeah.
But what,
friend will take it like, I don't want to do that.
But what about if you feel like your friends are raging in Vegas maybe too often and then you feel that they should stop? Because they're put their health at
my
risk.
Business.
See, that's you're getting around the line.
No,
that's
so
why.
You would interfere. You
no,
would
I wouldn't. I'm saying I wouldn't. I would let them do whatever they want to do, regardless of how
but
I feel. I'm gonna lie about how I might feel inside because of how they what they're the decisions they're making.
I don't know if you know this, but I was just trying to ask a real simple question that we are now down in the weeds on whether or not you get your friends into rehab or not. Okay. Is that what we're asking?
Yeah.
Here's what I'm asking. I think it's some TikTok chick basically has admitted, and I've done this with former mates of mine. Like, does everybody have in their life? I don't think it's either one of you.
It's
now,
absolutely
you guys are
not
good.
Me.
Does anybody have anybody in their life who's chronically late?
Yes.
Yeah, I've had before.
And then they're just like,
I'm borderline. I would say I'm not early and I'm not quite late. I'm right
there.
You're
barely on time.
Barely on time.
I'm walking at 12:59:59.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10. Lately, Pena has been really screwing me, but like, yeah, no, I feel like being on time. I don't want to waste your time by making you wait, but I don't waste my own time by sitting around being there 20 minutes early. Mm. But if you have that one friend who's just like, we have reservations, it's really hard to get into this restaurant. Reservations at 6:30, and they roll in at 6:50. And basically, they've held everyone up in the group. Everyone's mm-hmm. just kind of like, the server comes by. It's like, no, let's just, I guess, another round of drinks. I don't know. They're coming. And then you're taking pictures of the menu going, do you want us to order for you? Like, how do you want?
No.
It's like.
Those people are the worst.
They are. But you still love them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So is it okay to tell them, we have reservations. It's really hard to get in. It's at 6 o'clock. Your reservation's at 6:30.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
For sure. Yeah.
You're lying to their face.
I think it's good. I think it's fine. And I've done this too. I've definitely done this.
When they find out, how do they feel? Because then they're like, wait. Because what if they...
Most of the time they know they're late. So it's like, ha, ha, ha. Okay, you got me here.
But then aren't they going to like... Won't they eventually learn that you're doing the trick? That's what I'm saying.
No, because it might be different. I might only tell you 5 minutes sooner. I might tell you half an hour. I might tell you an hour. Who knows?
You have friends that you have like a sliding scale. Yeah. Like, what did I tell Melina last time?
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Absolutely.
Is Melina the one?
Well, no. She's like T-Hack, where it's like barely on time.
Okay. So you think it's okay to lie to your friends?
I do, yeah. Yeah, because they're inconveniencing you. A little bit. So give and take a friendship. You inconvenience them a little bit.
But isn't there the smarter play to go to them and go, you've inconvenienced me long enough. The reservation's at 6:30. I have labored over whether or not to tell you it's at 6, but I'm not going to. You're a grown ass woman. Get here, man, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Get here at 6:30 or we're just going to eat without you.
Wow. That's definitely the more mature way to go about it.
You know, I mean...
No, I'm just going to lie.
Everybody knows me. I'm not going to do that either.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.